from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Georgia Tech, stand up. I think it's going to be a great season. Brent Keyes joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno in for Mike today. And Coach Key, you know how we feel about you. We want nothing but success for you. And ACC Media Day is kicking off. And I know you brought with you Zeke Biggers and Jamal Haynes, quarterback Haynes King. First and foremost, Coach, how you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Doing the gauntlet of interviews and talk and all that. But it's always a good day when you talk about Tech football.
No doubt. Well, let's talk about the opener, Coach, because everybody's talking about opening up in Ireland. What are you telling the kids, you know, the travel, all the pomp and circumstance surrounding it, and then taking on Florida State?
Well, that's the big thing, is to be able to eliminate all those distractions from the players. We've got a really good staff of guys in operations and administration that are taking care of all the logistics of all that. I mean, our job and our focus right now is, you know, starting out practice on Wednesday and being able to build the toughest, most physical, disciplined football team that we can possibly build.
Coach, you get two early division games in Florida State and Syracuse. Does that change your mindset at all as you approach the season, where typically you might not see that many earlier on in the year?
No, look, you know, it doesn't matter if you play a team game 1, game 12, game 10, 8. Look, you're still playing them. Whether it's your high school football team or the defending Super Bowl champs in game 1. You know, our focus is on us right now. It's about being the best we can be. We don't want to take any team different than any other. That being said, you know, to play the defending conference champions to open up the season is a really great opportunity for Georgia Tech.
No, and the other reason I asked that, Coach, just because, you know, I mean, working out some of the kinks, right, getting into a rhythm over those first couple of games that are typically – you know, let's, for lack of a better term, we'll call them lesser opponents. I know you take everybody seriously and everybody equally, but, you know, when it comes to competition level, like the idea that you can work out some of those kinks without having to take a conference loss usually seems to benefit teams. That's kind of where I was coming from with that thought process.
Yeah, you know, I was, you know, in years past, all right, you know, the game's changed so much now in the summer where the rules have afforded us to, you know, have OTAs and have all the players there and the coaches working with the players. And, you know, as opposed to, you know, when we all came up and, it, you know, everyone reported August 1st, and it was the first time they'd seen each other in 3 months. And, you know, so you've really built some continuity over that time. So it's not as drastic of a thing. It's your first time to see how your team performs against competition. You know, you come out of training camp and you know how your team is versus each other and relative to itself. But, I've been a part of both ways. You know, it's, you know, we've played, you know, at Alabama, I think we opened up, you know, we actually opened up for Florida State 1 year. in a kickoff game, and USC. So, I mean, we've had some of those opponents, and then we had times where it was, you know, the quote unquote, non-conference opponent. But you've got to prepare yourself the same way regardless, because at the end of the day, we're going to end up playing those teams. We hope to get those kinks worked out over the next 4 weeks. That's going to be the challenge for myself and the coaching staff, is to put them in situations where we can expose what those kinks are.
Coach Brent Key joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking about Georgia Tech football. Coach, tell me how much better you think your quarterback's going to be, because last year he was one of only two Power 5 players with at least 2,800 yards, 25 touchdowns, 700 rushing yards, and 10 rushing touchdowns. The only other guy to do that was Jaden Daniels. That was at LSU, and he was the number 2 pick in the draft. How much better is Haynes King going to be?
Yeah, well, if you just look at the improvement last year that he'd made from the season prior, and now you've got a chance for this guy has been around these guys for a year. He knows the team. He knows his teammates. He knows the system. And now be able to take that next step here at Georgia Tech. I'm expecting a huge year for him. We expect a lot of success, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him on a lot of lists at the end of the year.
Coach, when you look at this team defensively, the growth of it and what it's turned from the last couple of years, even before you took over as the full-time coach there, what do you expect defensively from this team, and what's a fair measure of improvement that you can kind of look towards for the season?
Well, I mean, if you look at statistics, if you're a stats guy, it will definitely go up. it's one of those things that we've got to, number one, stop the run. We brought in some really good coaches. I saw it. An opportunity to bring some guys in that have a lot of experience, not only in this league, but in the region in the South and state of Georgia from their great teachers, Jess Simpson, the D-line, D-line coach, Tyler Santucci is the D coordinator, to be able to, number one is to defend the run. We've got to line up and be able to, stop the run and then limit the explosives. We've done a good job of creating turnovers. We can't lose that aspect of our defense. But we've got to become a team that's going to be we can't just line up and run the ball, take pride in running the ball. It's to run the ball and stop the run.
Coach, one of the things I think there's a renewed importance is making sure you lock down the top-tier recruits in the state. I think you guys did a hell of a job this recruiting class. And so far, how have you gone about doing that? What have you done differently, do you feel?
Yeah, number one was putting together staff and that has experience, that have deep relationships in the state of Georgia. And when I say staff, I'm not just talking about the 10 coaches. I'm talking about the support staff, a lot of other people in the organization, longtime high school coaches. I mean, some of the, legendary high school coaches in the state. And then it comes with building relationships. And look, you can say you're going to recruit your state and your hometown all you want, but going by once a year during recruiting time, that's not recruiting. It's about building relationships. It's about having those guys on campus. Picking up the phone and calling guys, and make them know that you're serious and that you're serious about recruiting the state. And then it becomes a little bit of a snowball effect. One guy, then two guys, and three, and to be able to change that narrative that it's existed internally in the state for the last, several years about what Georgia Tech is. I think that's not only changing, but it's changing for the better, and it's changing fast.
Coach, when you look at the rest of the conference here and what's going on with conference realignment and everything else and the ever-changing landscape of college football, has it changed the way you've had to recruit? Has it changed the way you start looking at evaluating players at all?
No, not one bit. You recruit guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To be able to, you know, to your place, that fits your place, that fits your program, your schemes, all those things, and to be able to win your conference and to win the games you play. So, you know, we do a very thorough job in evaluating. The evaluation, in my opinion, never stops on players. You know, whether they're young kids in high school, you know, whether they're committed to you, you know, regardless, you got to continue to evaluate these guys, get to know them, understand everything there is to know about them, and how they fit, and recruit, continue to recruit the best players possible. And look, it's no secret. I mean, you know, better players make better coaches, and that's what our that's why we've put so much into our recruiting and our recruiting staff and the recruiting that we do every day.
Coach Brent Key joining us here, talking about ACC Media Days and what's going on with Georgia Tech, obviously, as they get ready for the start of the season, week zero. They take on Florida State in Dublin. Coach, obviously, you're a former offensive lineman. How important is it for you to have four returning starters coming back this year on that O-line? And then, you know, Jamal Haynes, your running back. I mean, you guys averaged about, what, 197, almost 200 yards on the ground last year. How much better is the run game going to be?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of change out there on the field that we left last year that we could have had, just from a consistency standpoint. And you know, some of those totals, you know, get inflated on explosive runs. Which, yeah, you want those. You want explosive runs. But to me, the sign of a great team that can run the football, right, is a team whether it's third and one, third and two, and you're confident. Your confidence level is, you know, dang near 100% that you're going to get that first down. And you know, and then that helps to build the balance in the offense. And look, I'm not sitting here saying we're going to run the ball 70 times a game. You know, I want to create as many explosive plays, whether it's run, pass, doesn't matter. But the physicality and the toughness that defines your football team comes through the running of football. And look, I'd be fine with rushing for 100 yards, all right, and throwing for 500 if it was consistently efficient. And you establish that line of scrimmage with the toughness that you have to win football games.
Yeah, you're basically saying, Coach, whatever's working, right? I mean,
whatever's working, but yeah. I'm not going to forsake the toughness you have to have in a football team. Look, when the clock hits zero, I want every single opponent we play to look back and say, who did we just play? I don't ever want to play that team again.
Yeah, and that's the physicality. Coach, what about cutting down on the turnovers? You guys went 1-3 versus Clemson, Bowling Green, I think BC and Miami. In those games, 11 picks. How did we cut down on the turnovers?
Well, I could be very, you know, dumb and say, well, run the ball, but we ain't going to do that. That's not going to take, you know, so look, when you go back and you evaluate, you know, the breakdowns you have in a season, it's pretty simple to see. It's not just one play, you know, one person. It's a culmination, and those are the things you take into the season. The training, it really starts in spring practice and then through summer and then into training camp that you have to cut down on. Look, we're not going to stop taking, you know, shots. We're going to dial them up. We're going to dial up the shots. We have the playmakers on the perimeter to be able to do that. We have the offensive line to be able to protect, to do those things. You know, but sometimes, you know, the receiver has to fight for the ball more. You know, it might go in his hands and the DB fights out of it. Right, understanding situational football, I think, is a big part of that. Of understanding, you know, I want a quarterback that's not afraid to take risks. Right, but they have to be calculated. Right, they have to be smart. They have to be timely. Right, and understanding that, you know, 4.5 minutes to go in the first half, you know, it's a one score game. Might not be the time. You know, when you're on your minus 35, that's not the time to, you know, take a high risk. You know, take your check down. You know, use your feet. You know. never go break. You know, you're not ever going to go broke taking a profit when it comes to that in the passing game. So, you know, take the shorter throws, you know, but always have the ability to retain the football. And that's where the growth in the quarterback position has really come.
Coach, last thing for you. And again, appreciate you taking some time at ACC Media Days. Looking forward to week zero against Florida State as Tech kicks off the season in Dublin. Is this team on schedule for where you think they should be at this point in your tenure?
I didn't write out a schedule on what I thought it was going to be when I started this thing. But, you know, to me, to be on schedule is to continue to show progress and improvement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes progress isn't always shown on a scoreboard or, you know, it's not always shown in the outcome. It's shown in the things that happen in January, in March, in June, in July when it's player-led and coaches aren't around. You know, that's when progress really shows. But if you're to show progress in those times, usually it's going to take place on the field and you're going to get the outcome that you want. So I'm excited where the team is right now. I think this is as good of a locker room of guys that I've been around in a long, long time. And the identity we have as a team, the way they hold each other accountable, and, you know, even as far as, you know, how they perform academically, you know, last semester, you know, to have a 3.0 as a team in GPA, you know, usually all those signs point towards having some, having, you know, a good amount of success in the upcoming season.
Coach, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Good luck. And not only in Dublin, but all season long, we'll be touching base with you and getting you on, but we know you're gonna have the guys ready, man. Thank you so much, Brent.
Appreciate you guys. Go Jackets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.